So we seek out this in the Bago VOA in the Vele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 10 kumabasa 2022 ngoKeeps Dube. Le ndaba zethu lamhlanje. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulwe ngokukhandwa ngamathe lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabweni asekusibanga esiphezulu.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents.
Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokithini leDeep Sloot kwele South Africa.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo, bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo. Sizalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulewe ngokukhandwa ngamathe lokuthiswa kwele South Africa ethi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya koBulawayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Uthi uzokhumalo zipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
UMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu ongumzala kamuyi uNyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebesenza amalungiselelo okugcina andubani obalubhekise ekhaya. Amalunga emuli abekuthene endaweni esijeneyo eGoli namuhla kuqoqwa imali kanye lokulungisa uhambo. UNdlovu uthi ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibaxhumanisele nenkampani yemingcwabo iZororo Phumlani esihle yathembisa ukuthwala umngcwabo wonke kungelahlawulo. Kodwa ke uNdlovu uthi lokhu beludinga olunye usizo.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iyathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents. So if besingathola nje ibus okanye amabus ukuze abantu abafisa ukuhamba mhlawumbe imali zingekho babekwazi ukuthi bangene kulawo mabus sihambe siyefihla omunye wethu.
UNdlovu uthi njengemuli basasephakathi kokuqoqa ilanga uzaqhutshwa ngayo umhlangano wenduduzo kamuyi. Lobanje bekhangelele ukuthi bazalubhekisa ekhaya kuyona le iviki uthi langa lohambo alikaziwa. Umfo wabo kamuyi uMnumzana Godnoz Nyathi uthi ikhosikazi likamuyi uNomsa Chuma ulokhu ephakathi kobuhlungu obukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Hayi, usisi ubukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo. Uyehluleka nokukhuluma ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4, abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana sechonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini.
Umgcini ngcebo webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Future Msebele laye obekhona kumhlangano lamhlanje uthi imvakanyati ithinte zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Yebo, akusibo bodwa abafele, isizwe sonke sifele, siZimbabwe sonke sifele. Singuzaphu siyadana kakhulu ukuthi umuntu engafa ngale ndlela.
Imuli ithi imilayezo ebivela kunhlelo zokuxhumana isithi lamhlanje lilanga lomthandazo wenduduzo kamuyi bekungasoqiniso, ngakho uZulu ufuze alinde isimemezelo semuli ngalolu daba. Imuli ikhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi bonke abafuna ukusiza kumbe ukuqoqela imuli kamuyi usizo baqale bathintane lemuli ukuze kuhleleke konke. Ngosenjalo amapholisa athi obulele uNyathi ulokhu engakatholakali lanamhlanje. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ngosenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDeep Sloot bathi sebedlela evalweni kulandela ukubulawa kukaElvis Nyathi elokijini leli. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Khanyisani Sibanda.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga she ngoba abantu bayabotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo, bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le ungakhona manje. Ejikubuhlungu ngoba uMnumzana uNyathi ufele amafufu njenge kundwa nufele nji ikale kungelone laki.
Usbanda uti?
So mina engu utabanga yoba giti ngabanga uti buhle ukuthi siye vodani ekhaya ngoba ukuthi singathi siyabuyela nje ekhaya yikuyo kulawa indlala ngoba akukho esizafika sikwenza kula msebenzi ekhaya. Ngiyacela bakithi asizameni ngiyazi zonke indlela, ngiyazi kunzima kakhulu vele ukuthi singathi sithi siyaphonguhamba sithi siyavota ekhaya.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Petrus Inkomo
ubulewe ngesisuku umfowethu. Into engingayicelisa mina kubafowethu kakhulu nabodadewethu abalapha eSouth Africa kakhulu eDeep Sloot endaweni yaseDeep Sloot. Hayi ngempela imbi indaba eyenzakele ku-Elvis ngoba u-Elvis bamlande endlini. Ukukathi kathi vele abafowethu bona ngempela mina ngihlala khona eDeep Sloot nami ngumhlali wakhona omunye wakhona. Hayi abafowethu besebezenzela kakhulu umathanda ngempela kwesinye isikhathi singabasola abantu beSouth Africa City. Bona yebo banayo le ingqondo ye-xenophobic kodwa okunye nathi kakhulu sisuke sikhululeke kakhulu masihambile sithi masifikile ezweni labantu sesiyazenzela umathanda. Ukanti ke umuntu uma efikile endaweni yabantu eyisivakashi kufanele aziphathe alandele umthetho ngoba indlela ebeyenzeka ngakhona mina ngihlala khona eDeep Sloot ngiyababona abafana bakithi abaningi kakhulu ebugebengini. Le nto eyinye abayikhulumayo liyiqiniso ngempela ukuthi nabo abantu sebekhathele ngathi ukuthi okunye kufanele siziphathe kahle.
Unkomo uphinde wathi
kodwa ekandaba ka-Elvis nyathi yona ibe buhlungu ngoba u-Elvis bamlande esendlini yakhe ezihlalele nabantu bakhe. Hayi indaba ebuhlungu mpela leyo iyasizisa ubuhlungu nathi kodwa okunye okuningi asike sithi masifikile sizivakathi siziphathe kahle endaweni yabantu ngoba bona abantu vele bona sebekhathaze ukuthi sesifaningi kakhulu plaza njalo futhi abantu bakithi baziphethe kabi.
Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Moses Ndlovu
ngendlela engibone u-Aaron Mthwaledi no-Police Minister ubheke icele bakhuluma khona abalungisi udaba lolu ukubana abantu bahlalisane ngokuthula. Kanye ngani bona ngokwabo boyithuba nolaka ngalokho okwenzakalayo vele abasafuni bantu baseZimbabwe. Ngoba le ndlela u-Minister we-Home Affairs ayenza ngakhona akasafuni nokurenewa incwadi zabo ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle lapha bahlale nje bebenamalungelo okuhlala eMzansi. Yena akasafuni vele ngendlela ubeka ngakhona ukuthi is not renewing ama-permit abo.
Uyakhala kakhulu uNdlovu.
U-Minister wamapholisa naye ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona uhle ubona ukuthi hayi naye uhambisana nalabo abantu babulele ubhuti lo waseZimbabwe. Kumele kulungisiswe ungabi uthi yena u-Police Minister abe naye uyaguguzela ukubana abantu vele ngoba kufe umuntu oyi-1 siyazi ukuthi bayabulala abantu ukuthi kubulawa weZimbabwe kumbe kubulawa umuntu wakuphi obulalayo asikwazi akunabufakazi ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babuleleyo kumbe ngabakuphi kodwa yena uma kuthiwa kubulawa abantu abafileyo uyabika nje ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele ubani bani kodwa nama-local nabo sikhona esibaziyo abayenzayo ukuganga kodwa ngekukho umkhombo umuntu uthi nangu umbani wenza ukuganga lapha.
Kulabanye abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDeep Sloot abathi sokuzalele ingwe elokitshini leli. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwele South Africa kodwa usakhulayo uDabang Molefe wokubandla le-African National Congress ohlala eDeep Sloot uthi bonke abajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokitshini leli kumele bephume bephele. Umkhokheli webandla the Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Anderson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezaveleni esijeneyo ebonga ukuba uZulu wavotela abakubandla lakhe kukhetho lwamabhayi elections olwenziwe mhla ka 26 Mbimbitho. Namhla ubesemaswingo sixoxe lomnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziwa okubandla leli ngemihlangano kaJamisa.
Namuhla sisemaswingo izolo besise kontutu ziyathunqa lapho umongameli advocate Nelson Chamisa ubehlangana lama citizens champion ukubana sibonisane ngokudaba lokubana sihamba njani ukuya phambili lokubonga abantu bakobulawayo. Siyakubonga umthwakazi omhle ngokusivotela kakhulu kuma by election sobe zisazisa abantu bethu abalenjongo yokuhamba lathi kuya phambili kubana sisebenza njani njalo sizayenza njani ngendaba yokubana ontanga berejesi ukuvota ngendaba yokubana ke itarget yethu kobulawayo isuke kuhola elikumaza 100,000 sefika ku-300,000 sizahamba njani ngendaba yokubana ke amakandidates ethu labo member of parliament bethu labo councillors siyasebenza njani yilo hlelo esihamba ngalo lokulungiselela ukubana emaphandleni siyahamba njani ngenxa yokuthi ubulawayo useduze le Mart North useduze le Mart South so kufanele kube lo hlelo lokubana siyahamba njani ngapha emaswingo esikhona namhlanje indaba yethu ukubana inguquko ifike njani emaswingo emaphandleni
lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba okubandla le Citizens Coalition for Change bekhoka lo Blessing Zulu esemaswingo. Kuse maphandleni namhla sesigabeni sebulili ma East esibhubha khona lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ngokubhalisela ukuvota.
Phezu kohlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu uhlelo lokugqugquzela abantu ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023. Sigqugquzela ikakhulu abatsha, abatsha sinanzelela ukuthi ngobuningi babo especially emakhaya abazali bebengakunanzeleli ukuthi nxa bebachiya emakhaya bona be-athenda inhlelo ezijijeneyo, inhlelo ezifanana lokuyabhalisela ukuvota abantwana labo kuqakathekile ukuthi batholakale bebhalisile. So kalesi sibhizi sikhuthaza abazali ukuthi bengakhiyi abantwababo njalo ekhaya besiqiniseko sokuthi abantwana babo bonke asebekwanisile iminyaka eyokubana sebelelungelo lokuvota bangabi ngendlela yokuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota kumele bamake sure ukuthi wonke umntwana ohlala layo ubhalisile ukuvota njalo uza kuvota.
Kuqakatheke kanganani Mpofu ukubhalisela ukuvota?
Ukhetho luka-2023 loluzayo lukhetho oluqakathekileyo esikhangeleleyo ukuthi yilo oluzatshintsha impilo zabantu, yilo oluzaguqula ikusasa yabatsha kuba bazibone ukuthi labo bakhula bephumelela. Ngokunjalo abatsha bakubone kuqakathekile lokho ikakhulu kulalabo abanyade besithi khona izinto kazitshintshi, kumele bakubone ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Abantu kabakuthathe ngayo naleyo ndlela basukume sibhalisele ukuvota njalo sisukume ngelanga lokuyavota siyevota ngobuningi kungabi lo muntu osalele emuva.
Simalapha kuhlelo lwezamaphandleni besiphopha lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala esigabeni sebulili ma East esabeleni seMathebeleni South. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi abantu kumele bebaleke kwezinye indawo zelizwe lapho ibutho lakwele Russia eselihlasela khona izindlu zikaZulu lezinye indawo mahlayana. Iziphathamandla zeLuhansk eGeneva lezinye zithi ibutho lakwele Russia selibhomba izikolo, izibhedlela, izindlu zabantu okwesabekayo. I-Associated Press ithi lokhu kuza ngesikhathi eleRussia libhombe isilindo sikaloliwe kwelinye idolobho ngolwesihlanu yabulala abantu abedlula ama-52. Umnumzana Boris Johnson wakwele Britane owethelekelele umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky izolo uthi akulunganga okwenziwa ngeleRussia. Ibutho lakweleRussia selibulele abantu abaningi okumangalisayo kwele Ukraine. UJohnson uphinde wathi wazadingela eleUkraine izikhali zokulwisana nelizwe lakweleRussia. I-Reuters ibika ukuba owayengumongameli wakwele-South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthi kumele kususwe umshutshisi ophethe udaba lwakhe nokuthi wenza ubukhohlakali ekuthengisweni kwezikhali esesesikhundleni. Inhlanganiso ye-Jacob Zuma Foundation ithi izozama ngamandla wonke ukuba kususwe umnumzana Billy Downer abathi wethulela inhlaselo ezindaba imfihlo ngodaba lolu. Udaba lukaZuma lusemthethwandaba. Lokhu isikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko sibomandla.
Lobaba mkhulu babelobola.
usiku.
Ukhelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke namhlanje sitoka ngokuqoma lokukhonywa. Asakwazina amajaha ukuphosa amazwi njengakudala. Sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Siyakwamukela kumhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Izintombi zakudala zazishelwa ngobuciko, zaziqonyiswa noma zazikhonjiswa ngobuciko babuDube nabalaleli. Kwakuwukuthi nje insizwa mayilawa amagama amnandi. Kwakuthi nje intombi phela ezakudala kwakungelula nje ukuthi uyithole, kwakufanele umuntu azalinde mhlambe zizaphuma ziyokukhamanzi okanye ziye enkunini. Ukhombise nje umusa lokuyinakekela njengokuthi ma khona phana sezifika amanzi, umncedise ekutheni zikhelele amanzi, ngoba ezakudala kukhona ezazifika emthonjeni, kukhona ezazifika wazofika futhi nazo lezi zikotsho lezi abanye bathi izibhorane. Ufike nje lawo lawo uncedise ukukotshoza laphana amanzi aphuma, ubenze nje baze bakujwayele. Kakhulu yona yakho leyo uvele uyabe uyithagethile. Kuzathi nxa sokukhanjwa ke laphana lawo suzoyikhapha lihambisane, suzaqala nawe ukuyitshela ukuthi hey, uyazi nawe awazi ukuthi uzwani ngayo ngempela, nxa uyimkhangele uzuthwala lovala awazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalani. Kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi ngempela egcine esengumama wabantu abakumbe esengunkosikazi wakho? Yikho lapho la uzoqala khona ukumuzwa ukuze umfula ngogodo ukuthi uthini.
Siyakuzwa Ngwenya, kodwa ke babevuma yini khonapho abakudala?
Vele imvamisa ukuthi okokuqala uzaqala ngempela hayi ahlanye kakhulu, kwesinye isikhathi khona lokho oyabe ukuthile kugcina kudala ukuthi ubungane benu bungabi buhle, kwesinye isikhathi ngempela abe sethanda ukuthi akuxwaye. Kodwa ke ngokuphikelela lokhu senza njalo umkhombiso ukuthi lothando kuye, usebenzisa wona amagama okumncoma, umuhle, njalo ulesimilo, futhi ke wena umuzwa ngaphakathi inhliziyo yakho nje uma uke wacabanga ngaye, uvele ushaye lovalo ngale ndlela lawe ekumangalisayo ukuthi ngempela ngabe kwenzakalani ngaye. Yilokho nje okwenza ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ke la egcine sekubonela ukuthi hayi uyangithanda lo bhuti ngempela. Kodwa ke zazingasheshi izivume ezakudala ngempela, kwakuthatha isikhathi. Ezinye izisizo zazishela kuze kuyephela umnyaka ngempela, kwesinye isikhathi kusiya kufika ku-2 years elokhu engakathandwa. Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi noma ekuthanda umuntu akona yake engakutsheli, kodwa ngokuphikelela la ukhombisa ukuzimisela ogcina unqobile.
Giba udaba lethu lwanamhlanje Ngwenya.
Hawo kwalezi insuku hawo abafana nje namantombazana akhona sokuyilokho nje ukuthi sekutshintshile izinto seziguqukile lawe, azikhangelela ezinye izinto ekungezona ezazikhangelelwa kudala. Kwakusiba yikho phela ukuthi sokusiba yikho phela ukuthi umuntu wakho uyakhangela ukuthi yini azoyithola kuwe, nxa ethandana nawe, wena kuyiphi level nxa ngakwiza ngolimi lwamanje. So akusafani nakudala lapho kwakutholakala ukuthi intombi yayimthanda ngempela umuntu ngisho ngalalutho, noma nje abazali babebuye bekhangele nxa mhlawumbe ileyo nsizwa sizocela umlilo ukuthi-ke ungabe uzala umzini onjani. Ukhangela phela nasesibayeni lapho ukuthi ngabe zikhona ezinye izinkomo, yilapho kwakuhamba kube le nkinga. Kodwa uthola ukuthi bona ngempela babe sebethandana, intombi inqotshiwe ngamagama nje fo kungekho lutho.
Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko esibo manje ela ubaba mkhulu babe lobola.
Sibe sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontungameli komo.
Kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi uVusani Sibanda.
Sibonge baba, sibonge lakubalaleli. Siyothola incwadi yethu kuDeuteronomy 18:18 lithi iBhayibhile, mina uNkulunkulu ngizophakamisa umprofeti ngiso leso sizwe kini ofana nani okhuluma ilanguage yenu, uzofaka amazwi ami kuye. Lokho zabe kukhuluma yimi uNkulunkulu ezabe kukhuluma naleso sizwe. Bantu bakithi bahle, ma sibheka izisizwe esifana lamaJuda, sibona amaJuda epowerful. Why epowerful? Basahamba indlela zokhokho babo. 1, 2, unkulunkulu uzambulile kwa profeti bako odaviki basabambelele kulezandla zokhokho bako bayayazi identity yako. That's why be powerful. Sibona ama Arabs ba powerful because by basahamba ngendlela zabaprofeti babo uMuhammad basamhlonipha namhlanje. Umprofeti babo yindlela ezibaxhumanisa nesiko labo basabambelele kwisiko labo. That's why sibabona be powerful abalahlanga indlela zabo zokuphila. Vele ama-Afrika namhlanje siyisizwe, Afrika yisizwe, Afrika is a country that divide ngabamhlophe. Bheka ama-Afrika silahlile indlela zethu zokuphila, silahlile ama-traditions ethu, salahla ama-cultures ethu, salahla i-spirituality sethu. That's why isizwe singena identity. That's why sinje ma ubuka emuva le u-Afrika uyathe powerful itho ezimalini kuphi yibade be-powerful ngoba babesahamba ngendlela behlonipha indlela abaprofeti babo. That's why uNkulunkulu bezambula. That's why uNkulunkulu bebavelela. UNkulunkulu vele esizweni ngomuntu kuba khona lo omthethile. Uma singakamboni lo okhethwe ngumdala ukuthi azosikhokhela kusesenzima abantu bakithi. Kumele size simbone simthole lo othethiwe ukuthi asikhokhele, lo ozobethiwe ukuthi asixhumanise lama-traditions ethu, amasiko ethu. Kuthi uPawulu isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile, uNkulunkulu silakhele leso sizwe. Siyisizwe namhlanje asizazi ukuthi sime kuphi, siyakuzama ukuthi manje ma kunje siyisizwe nje le mvula kayinethi kunje kunje. Isidaka sezwe sisilakhele ngoba silahlile i-identity yethu, identity yethu, spirituality yethu, ama-traditions ethu, ama-cultures ethu. Siyisizwe nje but basibona lezi zinhlanga eziphowerful indlela ezikhonza ngayo, indlela yazo zibaxhumanisa namasiko abo. Thini Afrika indlela esikhonza sibiza amasiko ethu demonic. That's why silaba abantu abanje uNkulunkulu wezulu akasehlukanisi lesiko. Isiko lidalwe ngumdali yokuthi-ke indlela axhumana nayo nathi isiko, indlela a-identifya ngayo. Sonke sizinhlanga sidalwe nguNkulunkulu but amasiko sihlukene, asifani namasiko, asifani nam Arabs balamasiko abo, Judaism balamasiko abo, iinkolo zabo zihambisana namasiko abo. Thina silahlela ukuthi amasiko sawabiza amademoni, sidemonize everything yethu thina abantu abamnyama. That's why sithi, that's why kumnyama emuva naphambili. Sibonge fihlo yezulu, fihlo ehlambulukile, fihlo yamandla. Sixolele mdali besithi siyakwazi khatha sikakakwazi. Sibuyisele kwindlela zokhokho, sivula amehlo dali simbone lo thunywe nguwe, sivezele impawu zalo thunywe nguwe ozosixhumanisa lemvelaphi zethu, asixhumanise lamasiko ethu. Yikho siyokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nawe mdali. Siyakhuleka kuwe mhlokhanye sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungameli Nkomo ungathini lokusasa. Kuzabatsha namhla silabatsha abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa.
Sibanibonani ku-VOA iNdebele ku-Studio 7 yokukhulumayo nguJustin Ncube. Sibonge ekhaya ngibuya ePlantree Kondolwane. Mina ngikhuluma ngale ndaba yokubulawa kwalo mfowethu kule Tutu LVC. Wathi u-LVC, Elvis van Elvis Mnyati, ukuthi bantu makube isibonelo sesihlupheke kwenela kuleli lizwe la bantu abasasifuni ngcono sibashiyeni sihambe nathi siyovusa kungokwethu. because ukuhlala sibaleka senza ngeke kusize lutho and nathi sinje sike siyekene i tribalist okukhethululana thina esiyamashona amaNdebele akusizi ngalutho lokhu ngoba kuyasihlephekisa wesi ngeke kusiyakhe futhi and ngeke kusivusele ilizwe lokhu okuzosivusela ilizwe thina ukuthi sibambaneni silethene ushintshe elizweni lethu siyekene ukuhlupheka kuhloko sihlala siphephela kwamanye amazwe njengamanje sokuhlala sihamba sigijima sisaba ukuthi sizobulawa noma yinini. So ngiyabona ukuthi into yakhona ayikho right kubuhlungu impela lokhu okuvezwe okwenzakele kumfowethu laphana uElvis Nyathi sikhala kanye nomdeni sikhala kanye nako konke nibe ngiqhuqhuzela bengithi abantu bafowethu nabodadewethu asihambeni kithi siyovota asihambeni siyovusela izwe lethu akekho umuntu ozosivusela ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kokuthi sizivusele thina. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lami Edson Lobo. Okay, ngithanda ukududuza lo mdeni wakumfowethu lo odlula emhlabeni. Ngithanda ukuthi dudu abaduduzeke naye futhi futhi ngithi alale ngoxolo alale ngokuthula eyi bese lingihlile mani eyi kubuhlungu lento yenzakale kuye ibuhlungu ngabo lento le singamaZimbabwe lathi eyi siyabuza ubuhlungu futhi ukuthi ayenze ngaleyo ndlela lapho nje akhuluma umuntu ozizamela ongasomuntu oganga so eyi kunzima wakithi kunzima ngiyagqugquzela abantu ukuthi eyi abantu bakithi nesithile athi asizameni ukusukuma ngobuningi bethu siyevota ikhazama ukuthi silungisele ilizwe lakithi ngoba manje bukani manje siyatshiswa njengezinyamazao kwamanye amazwe ngoba eyi kunzima abasithandi ukusithanda so eyi azame nabo bathi ukuthi zame ukulungisa indawo yakithi mpela eyi.
Igama lami ngumelusi wabongani wakwadube. Indaba engiyishoyo ngokushona kamfowethu uElvis kusazoba nzima zihlobo zami mina kusiya ngami nganabantu siyabuyela ekhaya abanabantwana babaleke babuyele ekhaya and abase-Deep Sloot besuke kuleyayidawo and ngokuhamba kwesikhathi vele leyi into izangena kuwo wonke amalokishi so abantu ngithi ukuthi bathathe ezabo impahla bahambe ma usone-chance noma ukho e-Deep Sloot noma use-Durban noma ukuphi thumela impahla zakho ozibonayo ukuthi ungazisebenzisa ekhaya zihambe nawe usiyadinga imali ubusiyalandela siyakwazi isimo sibi kodwa kuthanda ukuba lukhoni izihlobo zami ma ngisho nje ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe wonke ukuze aphephe ukuthi nje aphindele ekhaya ayahlala phansi ahlanganise amathambo angqondo abeseyobona ukuthi angenza kanjani ma ungabe kuthule futhi kuwukuthi bafuna ukubuya bhekhe akunankinga indlela babe sebeyazi kodwa kwamanje kusazokuba kubi kusazokuba kubi asizameni izihlobo zami ma ungabe unabantwana uneempahla thatha nje usale nebhulukhwe elilodwa.
Ibizo lami nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngithanda ukunibingelela ngokuzehlisa maZimbabwe amahle ngithi mina dudu kwabalahlekelwe izihlobo zonke zakonyathi kanye nabangani sithi lala ngokuthula mfowethu ulale ngoxolo uNkulunkulu khona uzokugcinela ingane zakho akugcinele umndeni wakho phinde ngithi mina kumaZimbabwe wonke nje jikelela khona kwelizweni leSouth Africa nalabo abasezweni laseZimbabwe bengicela ukuthi sihlanganisene amakhanda sibe bantu banye sincedisane ngalesimo esibhekane naso. Mina ngisingami ngumuntu olungele ukuze ekhaya ngilethwa ile ndlela esingakhona iSouth Africa sijikela umakhelwane ngibuye ngithi mina ezakhamizi zonke noma ngithi izizalwane zonke zaseZimbabwe isicelo enginaso ningalwi nabantu ningalwi namunye waseSouth Africa.
Laba ngabajabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye ebesilazo imuli ka Elvis Nyathi obuleyo ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuchizwa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu. Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elukujini le Deep Sloot kwele South Africa. Umkhokeli webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngokhiphi Dube.